Welcome to Live the Fuel.
Welcome to Live
Welcome
the Fuel.
To Live the Fuel. Focusing on health, business, and lifestyle. And now your host, Scott Mulvaney.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another Live the Fuel show. And today I am actually on site. I do like to do these mobile on-site shows. And we're actually at a CrossFit gym here in Allentown, Pennsylvania. So today we're actually at SYR CrossFit. And I'm actually shooting a little live video on Facebook. So anybody who follows my personal feed will be able to go back and see this footage. We'll have SYR tagged in it. But the reason why I decided to sit down here today and bring on my co-host for today is because we've been starting to do a little more stuff together as our relationship grows a little bit. So again, I live here in Lehigh Valley, Pennsylvania. Allentown's one of the major sections of that area. The CrossFit community has grown exponentially over the few years here. This gentleman, he runs one of the biggest. I haven't checked on the square footage what to talk about that, but I think you now have one of the biggest CrossFit gyms in the Lehigh Valley. My girlfriend now actually goes here as well. I drop in here from time to time. We now start running some charity events together. I do coach at a different gym in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, called CrossFit Adoration. So there's definitely a nice cohesiveness, a nice community here. But the reason why I wanted to chat with you is because you and I have some things in common. You also came from the big business corporate world before you found the love of fitness and decided to launch your own business and get into the CrossFit community. So today, guys, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Eschbach to the show. And let's hang out. Let's wrap.
Thanks, Scott. Thanks for having me. I'm glad you guys came here today. And thanks for joining us, guys, on Facebook world and podcast world.
Yeah.
So this is it's great. Good experience. I'm glad you're here. And like you said, it's Allentown, Lehigh Valley, in a whole greater, you know, Lehigh Valley, Bethlehem, Easton. CrossFit's all about the community here.
Yeah.
We like having you, Adoration. A lot of the other local boxes come out and hang out at SYR. Like you said, we are one of the largest, if not the largest, square footage wise CrossFit box in the valley. We're at 9,000 square feet.
It is over nine. Okay.
Nice open floor plan, which sets us apart from some other large gyms where it's, you know, walled down the middle of the room. They have the same square footage, but it's broken off into smaller sections, offices, that kind of thing. We're all one big open floor plan with a barbell club in the back corner and CrossFit everywhere else, and a little bit of Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu here behind me.
Yeah, I was going to say, so I've been coming. It was funny because before you started this business,
yep,
as SYR CrossFit, I was coming here before dropping in when it was CrossFit Honor, a different style of community. We even got a chance to, when there was a, what was the race, the obstacle course race, not a Spartan race, it was a civilian military combine,
the
CMC.
Banners up there on the wall.
Yeah, yeah, it's right there.
We could
cheat. So, but that was back, different style of box, different community,
yep,
different branding, obviously.
Right.
Obviously, he decided to dissolve that. That's when you stepped in.
Correct.
You were already involved with the box back then. And then you created the brand SYR, which stands for?
Start Your Revolution.
There we go. I like
That's
it.
That's why you come here, guys. You know, change things up, start a revolution.
Yeah. So I talk, again, the point of this show is, the tagline is, we fuel health, business, and lifestyle. So this is a great target. We're sitting in a fitness facility. So obviously we're going to talk about health and fitness today. We got people chucking weights around back there. I'm hearing back on the lifting platforms. I think I heard the rower. The good thing is we have really good dynamic mics, so it's designed to pick up on our sound right here. But back to that changeover and what you did as far as a community shift, there was no Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu operating out of this facility. There was no barbell club. There was definitely a little more of a, and I think you still have it, that militaristic support, the support for our first responders and our public
very
service
much so.
People.
That's one thing about CrossFit Honor. They did very, very well. Giving back to military, first responders, service members as a whole. What they give to us is unmeasurable. There's no amount of money you put on that.
Okay.
We need to give back to them as much as possible. That's my belief. I want to support our police, fire, medics, EMTs, service members in any branch of the military. We want to give back to them as much as possible because I think they're a little underappreciated sometimes, in my opinion.
Yeah.
So we try to help them out as much as possible.
Well, it's hard. I mean, some of these guys are in reserves, too. So they've got, they try and do the professional job. Then they're trying to stay fit and healthy.
Yep.
Then they're also trying to do the reserves or however that lifestyle works out. I've never even looked at it, but I know a number of people who do the reserves. So that's a lot to accomplish. Oh, and by the way, maybe they have families.
Yeah, we have a bunch of reserves here, former and active military. A lot of police, a lot of local and state police officers, a couple of federal level officers hanging out. So
yeah,
we're going to try to help them out as much as possible. Like this morning, I was at a fundraiser for local police, trying to get them out in the community, called.
Yeah, let's give them a little plug here. What
and
just quick podcast, lesson is we can actually hold our mics super close because they're designed to do that.
Okay.
But because I really want to give you a good voice.
I'm a little hungry.
Yeah, exactly. Swallow that microphone. But the point is, you were doing Cops and Coffee. Was that the name?
Yeah,
Okay.
Coffee with a Cop.
Coffee with a Cop.
That's
sorry.
What it was.
Okay. I want to make sure we got their branding right. Now, is that Coffee with Cops?
Yep.
Is that their brand, or
that's
is that
thing.
A part of a bigger campaign around the country, or is that just something local? Did they tell you this?
I talked to them a little bit. I think it's something they started locally. I'm not sure if it's really grabbed on nationally. It's just their way to get in community, to stop. They're just hanging out, standing out in front of Dunkin' Donuts, standing inside of Dunkin' Donuts, drinking coffee in their uniforms, all levels of officers, all the way up to the, you know, the guys on the street and the guys
so not
with
just
the
guys on the beat, but they're brass.
It's everybody.
There. Okay.
So they're all hanging out, just answering questions and being normal people, which is what they are.
Okay. And how often are they going to be doing this?
I've noticed with the local officers that we work with, the Upper Macungie Township guys, they try to do one big community outreach thing each month.
Okay.
So whenever we can step away and help them out, we try to.
Nice. Now, do you have any officers here from that department?
Well, a lot.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, we have a.
I know you got a state trooper because he's a bit, he's beast mode.
Guys.
He's beast mode.
Yeah, we have a couple state guys, and from different areas: Allentown, Bethlehem, Philly, Hershey, and then we have Upper Macungie guys here as well.
Okay, well, I mean, that's one thing that I'm always trying to teach people about how because I know every single owner of every single CrossFit gym within the vicinity. I mean, we got if we include just to our south, there's 11. North of Quakertown area, and I'm not even including Poconos because we're going all the way. I'm also including Phillipsburg out there with Cloud Nine, so there's a big community that's developed here. And people need to understand that not every CrossFit gym is the same.
No.
So there's truly, and I recently just did an episode for HES CrossFit out of Vermont. We'll talk a little bit about them just to hook them up a little bit more because I love what he's doing. But that's obviously more remote community in Vermont. They're not as population dense.
Right. I mean, when I started back with Honor, there was three. There was Lehigh Valley, there was Honor, and then there was South Mountain.
Yeah. And Advanced
and
Easton.
South Mountain was actually 610. Yeah, Advanced and Easton, which is so far away that unfortunately they get disconnected from us sometimes, which we're trying to bridge that gap because we don't make that drive.
You're referring to like this local Allentown surrounding community. Okay.
Right. So there was the three gyms, and then since we started, I bet you there's, probably six or seven within a 30-minute radius, if not more.
Okay.
There's a lot now.
Yeah.
Which is great because the community around here and the population supports that many, which is awesome. Some big, some small, and they all kind of specialize in their own thing and have their own direction and what they want to take their CrossFit and their communities. So everybody kind of specializes. I'll send people to a different box if this isn't the right one for them or something's closer to their house. And I know other boxes will send people our way. So it works out well.
Yeah, it's funny because like people look back to those traditional gym models, which I used to be a member of, like Gold's Gyms
that's
and stuff like
started.
Those.
That's how we all started.
Yeah, I mean, we all started somewhere.
Yep.
And yeah, the only advantage I saw to them was if I'm a member of one, I'm a member of all of them. And I'm actually seeing that starting to develop in the CrossFit community too, because I know where I went for my cert the first time out in Morristown, New Jersey.
Yeah.
I think their parent business name is called Gorilla Fitness, but I believe they own at least one or two other boxes besides the one in Morristown, New Jersey. So they let their members go to different facilities because of that parent relationship. So it'd be interesting to see how our CrossFit community changes and if we can start getting businesses to work together somehow and find that out one day, or you just become so successful, you just buy another box and make that a part of your market and do that.
That's kind of like the long-term goal as far as we're going here at SYR. Our parent business and our website's First 13 Athletics, so it's First 13 Athletics is the LLC that owns SYR CrossFit and First 13 Barbell Club.
Okay, I've never understood that, so that makes much more sense.
So I created that overall brand. So in the future, we could branch off and grow bigger and grow outside of just the CrossFit world into a larger facility or multiple locations, one or the other, whichever comes first.
What was the point behind First 13, the name?
Pennsylvania, one of the first 13 original colonies.
Oh,
see?
All right. A history buff.
Yeah, you like
okay,
it.
I like that. I was not catching up on that at all. That was good.
Yeah, First 13.
I like that. So obviously, there was a metamorphosis from Honor to becoming SYR.
Right.
I'm sure that wasn't easy.
No, we had a big drop in membership for a little bit. Anytime there's change, people are going to try something new.
Mm-hmm.
So we had people go to other gyms, which is great. We had people leave, come back. our core group of athletes, I'll say, stuck around and kind of stuck with us. Because I had already been coaching at CrossFit Honor.
Okay.
And doing the programming the last 6 months I was there. So that didn't change much. But the look and feel of the facility definitely did.
Yeah. So, well, you had to. Obviously, yeah. There's when you change brands, you're not just changing names and everything else, but you're also changing color schemes. And
yep.
That's part of branding. I mean,
right.
Not to segue completely out, but this does tie in here. Like, your background before you came into this facility, you were already involved in the fitness world
yep.
in different ways. But what was your big business background?
Prior to this, I worked for NBC Sports running a action sports store called the Do Tour.
Okay.
Which was a summer and winter action sports store. Action sports, skateboarding, BMX bikes, freestyle motocross.
Oh, sweet. Right up my alley. I like
yeah.
this. That's
and then
cool.
in the winter, snowboarding, skiing.
Okay. I didn't know you were involved in that part of NBC. So that's
yeah.
pretty sweet. We never actually
yeah.
talked about that.
Yeah,
so.
It was a great time. I had a lot of fun with it. Traveled 40-plus weeks out of the year.
Yeah.
So as a bachelor out of college, it was the best place I could be.
Awesome.
After a while, it got old real fast.
I would say that's a big organization. What got old about it?
Honestly, for me, traveling. Some people love that, and that's the lifestyle they want. I just lived out of a suitcase for so long. I would come home, come to my little studio apartment in Chicago.
Yeah.
Go to the laundromat. Wash my clothes, throw it back in the bag, and back on the airplane.
And how long was that for?
Wasn't fun for me. So I did that from 2003 to 2011.
Oh, wow. So that is a long time.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, you wore the suitcase lifestyle.
Yeah.
So it's funny because there's actually an entrepreneur out there online, Natalie Sisson. She's known as a suitcase entrepreneur.
Really?
Because she promotes that lifestyle.
Yep.
But then actually this year, she's finally, like, I think she actually bought a house somewhere, which...
Right.
That's a metamorphosis for her because she's always been the travel person.
I've had a lot of friends that still do it and love it. I've seen people that have been doing it, you know, long before I was there, that my boss has trained me, that been doing it for their entire life. They have families, and it works for some people. For me, my overall goals in life were to kind of settle down and slow things down a little bit.
Okay.
And
now, was that
family.
The inclining towards just being more settled? Was this also, hey, I want to build a love life, relationships? Because that's hard for travel intense people.
Yeah, I tried the dating thing when I was traveling so much, lived with a girl, and it never worked out. You're
yeah.
never home. I'm gone for 22 days straight, don't see her for a month. Like,
yeah.
No one's happy.
No, I mean, I you know, I bounced around a little while.
Right.
I did the firefighting out west and stuff like that. Lived in Arizona, lived in Colorado, back here. I go back and forth every winter. And I never bothered committing to anything, especially even any real dating, because
right.
I didn't even think it was really fair to the girl involved.
No.
It's like,
it's not fair to anybody.
No.
You're on the phone calls and working events, like, as you know, just like running a business, you're on site for 12 to 16 hours a day. You can't answer your phone. Then you get back to the hotel room. You don't want to talk to anybody. You want an hour to decompress and silence. So then phone calls aren't as nice as they should be. And
yeah.
it doesn't work for anybody. It's really a toxic atmosphere for relationships.
So fast forward.
Yeah.
Obviously, you now live in this gym.
I do.
10-plus hours a day.
Yeah.
you just had a child.
Yeah, she'll be 12 weeks on Tuesday.
So how are you making it work now? Obviously, you're not traveling. So.
Right, not traveling. I'm close. My wife, I actually met her doing CrossFit at CrossFit Honor. I wasn't coaching yet.
Okay.
So there was no conflict of interest there. I don't, you know... support that.
We don't.
It
I
happens.
Don't either. No.
It happens. I understand that.
Don't bring the drama into the gym.
But yeah, we try to keep that out of the gym.
Yeah.
But it works. It works great. I have an amazing, understanding wife.
Who's yes, you do.
She talked me into buying the business because I was dating her at the time.
Okay.
She was the first phone call I made when I had the offer to buy the business.
Oh.
So you come out of my front door here and head down to the street light. I had her on the phone by the time I got to that first light.
So clearly you had developed enough mutual respect.
Yep.
To
that was
trust
only,
her with
that was only like
that.
5 months into our relationship.
Wow.
So, I mean, we got engaged.
Faster than I
we
do.
Got engaged 7 months in, so.
you definitely move faster than I do. I'm
yeah.
like.
Well, I had to lock her down before she realized who I really was and ran away. That's how it was.
Oh, see, I'm the exact opposite. I try and wear everybody down,
yeah.
and then if they survive, it must be something.
Right,
so,
yeah. So yeah. Two different ways to approach it, I guess. But no, things are going great. She's super understanding. And then when I opened this, I stopped working full-time at a golf course. So I was doing this and I had a full-time job.
Okay.
Put all my eggs in one basket, started doing this full-time. So we're open 5 a.m. till 8:30 at night. Obviously, I can't do that every day by myself.
No.
I brought on a partner and a GM, and he takes half the hours. I take the other half, and it works out great.
That's our boy Matt.
Our boy Matt. He's that's where the, you know, to circle back to the military tie-in. Matt is retired Army.
Okay.
So he put his years in a service. So that's still very near and dear to our hearts, especially for him.
And he's a fellow Penn Stater, so that's, that's he and I hit off that way. It's funny because when he came here, I thought I recognized him, and I had only been out a couple times in recent years to Penn State, and I visited CrossFit Nittany.
Right.
And I didn't even realize that he was the same guy from there, and I'm like, he's like, oh, yeah, I used to train out in Penn State. I'm like, where'd you train at? And he's like, CrossFit Nittany. I'm like, that's where I've seen you before.
He was out there all the time. He coached out there. He was actually met him back here when this was on air, and I coached here. Him and I worked out a little bit one-on-one and became friends when he first got off at deployment.
Right.
And then we stayed in touch. And
he's got the passion, man. I mean,
he's great.
He's sharing the content. He's doing the social media posts. He's very passionate.
And that's all self-taught. Like, everything we've done here in this business, there's no magical answer or book to read. We were self-taught.
Yeah.
We did our research. We have a Google Analytics book at our athlete's library, which I don't know why it's over there, but we have it over there.
It's not really an athlete book, but...
No, we have it over there because that's how we learned how to do this online promotion stuff, and Matt's running all our online promotions. He's really dove into that and does a great job with it.
That's awesome. So, I mean, that kind of segues nicely from our we're already in this healthy and fit atmosphere, but the business piece of that, since you came from the big business world like I did... Then all of a sudden, like, oh, now I'm trying out this whole entrepreneurial thing. You have the backing of your now wife.
Yep.
You now own the facility. You start rebranding it. You relaunch it. You go through color scheme. I mean, let's kind of short stories sum all that up, because that was – when did you flip it to SYR?
2.5 years ago, June 1st, 2013 or 14.
So compare that year to where we're at in 2016.
That year, after the big – switch over and the exodus of athletes. We were all the way down to 40, 50 athletes.
Wow.
Slowly grew it, organically. Really don't believe in a lot of sales and coupons and discounting memberships, that kind of thing.
Oh, the Groupon life? Yeah, like, I'm not a big fan. Like, once in a while is fine.
Like, we do have a Groupon out there. It's a great way to get people in the door.
Yeah. But are you running that every single month?
Nah, it's kind of a consistent thing that you sign up for them. It's like a year-long Groupon.
Oh, interesting.
So, but we limit the number you can purchase. It's great people. The barrier for CrossFit is usually two things. Fear, because of injuries, or people say they're not in shape enough, but you do CrossFit to get in shape.
Lack of education relating to those injury reports.
Right.
Yeah.
And that and money.
Yeah.
People think CrossFit's expensive. Now, both of those, if you sit down with anybody that runs a CrossFit gym, can explain that to you in 3 minutes, that they're both wrong.
Yeah.
Because... CrossFit, you're getting trained in small group or one-on-one sessions. If you pay someone else outside of the gym, like we do personal training here, it's $60 an hour. CrossFit, if you did three $60 hour sessions of a week, you're paying way more for that than you would for a CrossFit membership.
So if another CrossFit gym owner was listening to you, and let's say they're newer.
Yep.
This is something I'm a big advocate for, because I love the CrossFit world.
Right.
It is pretty viral.
Yep.
But the one thing, and you and I have talked about this, I'm not a fan of, is that I truly believe the CrossFit organization lacks is the business support. It is teaching a new box owner how to properly, I think they could use a little more hands-on for that affiliate licensing fee. Just me. Or, fine, if you're going to charge for it, offer some type of business consultation so people can survive that first year without killing themselves.
Well, you'll see a lot of the big gyms now, and the more successful ones, New England with Bergeron, those guys, they're starting to do business classes. You can go up there and hang out with him for 2 weeks or 2 days, and they'll teach you how to run a business.
Right.
They'll also do a fully integrated stuff where they'll send their head coach to your box for I think it was 7 to 14 days, and give you a full SWOT analysis.
Well,
if you don't know what SWOT analysis, look it up. It's everybody.
It's business jargon, business 101.
In high school and college should learn that one.
Yeah. I was a business major.
But I did that here when I started the business. Luckily, with my background with NBC, I ran the budgets for the events. So I knew how to budget. I knew dollar figures. I knew how to plan ahead. A lot of people, I'll have this. I have my whatever $50,000 to start a business. Cool. They spend all 50. Month one comes in, they can't pay their bills.
Right.
You got to understand, the average business takes 3 years to turn a profit. Smaller businesses, you can happen faster if you're smart with your investment and how you grow.
Well, even if you look at just basic sales 101, if I'm a business and I hire somebody new to sales,
right,
and let's say they're really new to sales and they're new to your business, you have to give them at least a year of development to expect any legit return or any legitimate established sales cycle, sales pipeline, right, as some people like to use. So that's just for a salesperson, let alone the development of a business, your branding, your existence. Yep. So all that comes into play. That's just year one for an employee, or obviously as a new business owner, you are the salesperson.
Right.
Unless you have a bigger budget.
I'm not good at sales either, so it's kind of tough for me.
So that's what people have to understand, is that there is a life cycle. And, I mean, we've been around a little while now. We've seen some people rush it, make some mistakes. And some people, if they're hopefully were financially savvy enough in their personal lives and their other jobs, they can survive those hiccups and then learn from them. But they end up losing a lot of money, and they can keep going. But one thing I'm seeing in the profession now is that you do see a lot of gyms closing and getting bought out or flipping names or whatever. And I think that's due to a lot of just business 101. This is a true example of people jumping into entrepreneurship and not having a clue what they're doing.
Right. And this is why I kept my full-time job for the first year and a half of owning this business.
Uh-huh.
I kept a full-time job, which paid for this.
Okay.
So this didn't pay for itself.
Yeah.
I had to pay for it. I paid the bills out of my own pocket.
Okay.
So you got to give it time to build up. And I did, like I said, I did it more organically, word of mouth.
Yeah.
Through friends, family members, telling friends, that kind of thing. That's how we grew. We didn't grow with, sending, 2-for-1 deals, 25% off memberships, 50% off memberships, walk through the door, get a month for free, that kind of thing.
Well, because your ROI on those things is so minimal.
Well, you devalue the product that you're giving. I set my memberships pricing at a price I will never have to raise them.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of new companies will
start super... I
would agree with
that. Real quick, you're not the cheapest box.
No, we're not. We are probably the most expensive box in the area.
Yeah. But I truly believe there's two sides of branding on that, or marketing. It's like, okay, you could look at it as, we believe that much in our programming, our community, and our business, that we know that we're a superior brand or product, so we can charge for that.
That's how I look at it. We're providing a product that's worth more than what we're charging.
And some people would think maybe you're pricing yourself out of the market, but
again,
we're comparing year one to where you are now.
Right.
Where's your growth at?
More than doubled, almost tripled memberships.
Wow. So you're clearly way over 100 members.
Way over.
Yeah. Now, were you expecting that by year three?
Yeah, I would have liked it a little sooner.
Okay. All right. Well, we all would like that.
But
a little sooner.
I had once I went full time, I had a number in mind for this year of where I wanted to be, and we're there.
Okay.
I still have a goal I want to hit by December. We're a few members away. I think once our new U program, which you know about, is over, and those ladies turn into full-time members, my goal will be met for the year.
Yeah, that's a good segue. So this is a cool new program I literally just heard about a week ago, or last time we and I were chatting. Actually, it was at the winery.
Right.
We drank a little bit. Life balance. You got to go have a few glasses of wine, eat some cheese, whatever. So there's a new program that you guys are now doing, and it's not just you. It's a part of a bigger umbrella.
Yes, it is.
It is female-specific?
Ours is.
Is what?
Ours is.
Yours is. Okay.
Ladies only, beginners only.
Now, it's interesting. Why do you target the ladies only?
Ladies are more intimidated by walking into a CrossFit gym and seeing big, jacked guys, which there really aren't a lot of.
Right.
Shirts off, all sweaty, throwing a lot of weight around. Or ladies that we have.
You got some strong girls.
We have 80% females here at this gym.
Real quick, guys, we're listening in. CrossFit gym with 80% women.
Yeah.
That's not very common.
Yep. And I think it's funny, the reason we don't have more guys is because they're intimidated by the women they walk in. It's not because they're they're bigger than these guys. They're still very, very feminine, very attractive, beautiful women. But they're athletic.
Yes.
They can move weight. They can move their bodies, the gymnastics, the strength, the speed that they have. It scares some guys away because they walk in and they do a workout right next to a lady. Mm-hmm. And they beat them. And most guys can't swallow their pride and say, okay, I need to work harder so I get better. They're like, no, I'm going back to goals. I'm going to work on some chest and buys real quick.
Well,
and
that's some self-work that those guys specifically need to work on personally in their life. I think all of us men need to always be working on some personal development.
Right.
Get the chip off the shoulder. Realize you are going to come across people that are better than you in a lot of things.
I still go back to my first CrossFit workout. I walked in here with a powerlifting bodybuilding background. Been doing it for a while. Did competitions in both sports, and I thought I was in shape. First CrossFit workout, Jim was a coach at the time, CrossFit Honor, and Ross, who is now at Threefold. I was halfway through a workout, and they say, hey, Rob, stop for the day. I'm like, no, I'm good. And they're like, no, stop for the day. Trust me, you'll be fine. I didn't come back for a week. I was sore.
Yeah.
I thought I was in shape. I was not in shape.
No.
I was not in CrossFit shape.
It's different lifestyle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I was good at what I did with powerlifting, bodybuilding, and collegiate sports, but it's different, man.
Yeah.
So I was able to look at that as, all right, I have a challenge or a weakness I need to work on. I'm going to come back, and I'm going to conquer that.
There you go.
Some people don't want to conquer. They just want to stay where they're comfortable, which is fine. There's nothing wrong with that. I think as long as you're doing something active, whether it's a boot camp, whether it's a standard style gym, whether it's DVDs at home, as long as you're active, I support that 100%.
So the funny thing is, and I'm very big picture on some of those comments you just said there, how many people do we know, they are afraid to embrace change?
Right.
And I mean, I hate to bring this from the big business world, but it was a great lesson learned. They said, listen, if you want to be successful, if you want to move up that corporate ladder, which
right.
I don't care about anymore, you have to be one of those people that exemplify the ability to embrace change,
yep.
put yourself into awkward situations, realize you're not always going to win.
Right.
Because guess what? The best lessons learned are the ones when you fail and have to come back, try harder again. So this is beyond CrossFit. We're talking about something that's just a life lesson
life
in general.
And life lessons, CrossFit's, you know, functional fitness for life. It's not just, you know, static movements. So it's not just lifting the weights and being active in here. There's a lot of life lessons you learn through CrossFit.
So
hate to be cliche about that, but it's true.
So we were chatting about this women's program. I definitely want to dig a little bit into this.
Yep.
Actually, I really want to use this. We're gonna follow up whether you and your other coaches, how we're gonna do this. But
right.
I think you have a special coach dedicated to this new
we
program.
Do. We have a young lady named Rachel who is going to school at Penn State for exercise science kinesiology.
Another Penn Stater.
Phenomenal athlete, very competitive cyclist.
Really?
Oh,
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, super, super competitive.
I don't know her exact stats.
Does she hang with Beth?
I know
right out of high school she went over to, I think, California and Colorado to train with some Olympic teams.
Oh.
Like,
I'm going to have to talk to her about that.
Rachel's an athlete, man.
Okay.
She'll sneak up on you.
No, I'm a huge cyclist. You know that.
Yeah.
But I didn't realize that she had that kind of background.
Yep. But, yeah, so she works with these ladies. Right now there's over 50 of them.
Right.
They come in 3 times a week. Like I said, all beginners, all ladies. If you have an athletic background or you know the movements, we ask that you take our regular CrossFit
now,
classes.
Is this something that you can research on syrcrossfit.com?
No, it's not because it's run through a third party.
Yeah, okay.
We actually worked with Tommy Hackenbrook, who owns UT CrossFit, U CrossFit.
Okay. Tommy Hackenbrook?
Yep.
All right. This is all going to go into the show notes on the website, so we don't have to worry about writing this down,
people. He helped us set this up and kind of walked us through the first time we did it. First time we did it was a 6-week program. Again, just ladies. We had 28. We were learning.
Okay.
We didn't handle the marketing as well. We didn't handle the interview process as well.
Well, again, it's round one.
So round two, now we're over 50. And
okay. Now, were some of those repeats?
No. It's beginners only. So once you take the class, you can't take it over again.
Oh.
Once you take the class, you complete the 6 weeks, you're now ready for CrossFit. You jump right into our normal classes.
So you said the first one was 28.
Yep.
You said it wasn't as successful as you wanted to. What was the retention from that? Did you retain any athletes from
that are still members today?
We
had about 25%.
That's pretty good.
Even though you claim
you're not that excited about the first round of it, but that's pretty good retention.
I was excited about how it went. I would have loved more numbers.
Okay.
Learned a lot from it. But the ladies that showed up, they put a lot of hard work in. A lot of them stuck with us. A lot of their names are still on our whiteboard. We have one lady that cut 2.5 minutes off her mile since she finished the program.
Nice.
So it's been going great. And we have a lot of them stick with us three times a week still.
Cool. All right. So fast forward.
Yep.
50-plus people now.
Yep.
Still with the same program, still with the same organization guiding it.
Yes.
What is the name of that
it's
again?
It's the new 6-week new you challenge.
Six week new you challenge.
You can YouTube that. There's videos out there. It was based out of a CrossFit gym, I believe, in Las Vegas called New You CrossFit.
Oh.
That owner founded it. Tommy Hackenbrook became his partner, and then
so they kind of created
a
program brand, basically.
Yep.
So this is something that can be applied to any fitness facility or just CrossFit facilities.
I can't answer that exactly.
Yeah,
I know it's probably in CrossFit. I don't know if they branched out to fitness facilities.
Right.
It's a CrossFit-based program.
Yeah.
So I do believe you have to be a level one CrossFit coach to be able to coach these classes. You have to understand the movements.
All right. So how long has the new program been going on now?
They are in week two. This Friday is their day 6 for them.
Okay.
So end of week two.
Covered them on day six. You've got almost double what you had the first round. You've already learned a few lessons from the first one.
Yeah.
So I guess what are your goals? Because obviously we're going to have a follow-up on this because I want to do kind of almost like a whole synopsis of what happened over the whole program afterwards. So we'll definitely get come back.
Yep.
Get her on as well so she could talk firsthand. Right. But what are you expecting to get out of this? What are your what are these ladies expecting to get out of this?
You asked what my goals are. My goals are their goals.
Okay.
So whatever they want to get out of this, we're going to make sure they get that.
Okay.
Some come in with a weight loss goal. Some come in with a weight gain goal. We have some very skinny girls or that want to put on some muscle.
Sure.
Some
There are women that actually do want to put weight on.
Yeah.
Okay? Because there's nothing wrong with having a little muscle on you. It's actually, you're actually a healthier,
shape.
Fitter person.
You'd be surprised how many ladies walk in here and say, I just want a bigger butt. And you know what? We can
as
help
a guy,
out
we're
with
okay
that.
With that.
Yeah. No one's complaining around here.
No, no one's complaining.
But some ladies will come in. They want to keep up with their kids. I have a three-year-old at home. He or she's starting to run around. I can't keep up anymore. I need to get in better shape. I have a lady came in. Her second child just got diagnosed with diabetes.
Wow. Wait, how old is the child?
The first one that got diabetes was 17. Second one's 10 years old.
See, this is, we talk about kids, nutrition, their
and
health.
It makes,
this
it,
is
like,
important.
Honestly, just saying that kind of gives me a knot in my stomach. It makes me a little sick.
Yeah.
And it's because.
You're a father now.
Yeah, like hopefully I don't ever have to go through that with my child. There's no history in my family, and I own a gym, so hopefully she likes to come in here and work out.
But real quick on that, you know that the 80-20 rule, 80% of the equation is not the how great the gym and the fitness is, it's, and your fitness programming. It's also what you're putting down your mouth, how you're fueling your body, how that nutrition component is the big, big secret weapon that people just aren't focusing enough on.
I'm not going to lie to you and tell you I'm not going to have pizza tonight because I'm having pizza tonight. So,
the one podcast I listened to, he used the slogan, put life into living once in a while. That's how he justifies it.
We do Friday night pizza night at my house. So every Friday.
But again, you're not eating pizza every single day.
No.
Athletes are not fueled off of pizza. So we see these Olympic athletes going on with their TV marketing campaigns because that's how they make their money.
Right.
And I'm like, if I was a Olympic athlete, my pure integrity alone, I don't care if you're going to pay me a lot of money. I'm not going to suggest that I'm out there eating pizza or Burger King because you're going to pay me a lot of money because you know darn well that athlete is not actually doing that in
not
his real
all.
Life.
Right.
They're not doing that in real life. So it's like, why would you send that false message?
Yeah.
But back to the point here on the program.
Some ladies had the goals of just keeping up with their kids. Some ladies had the goal of, you know, like I said, this lady wants to be a better role model for her two children that now have diabetes. She wants them to eat healthier and change, but she can't do that or tell them to do that if she's not doing that herself.
Yes. You got to be the role model. You got to set an example. Be the mentor.
Right. So every lady that came in, we do an interview process with them. We meet them one-on-one, talk for about a half hour, learn about their goals and why they want to do the program. And we make sure we remember that and help them as individuals, not just as a group.
Now, is this a screening process to approve them for the program, or this is just to make sure you guys are all on the same page as they're coming into the program? Is this part of the
screening
onboarding?
Screening process for the program and an onboarding kind of entrance interview,
okay,
I guess you could say.
That makes sense.
We don't want someone to come in and pay money for a program they're not going to be committed to.
Yes.
If someone's wishy-washy and they're going to pay the money up front, I don't want to take money from someone that's not going to get out of what we want them to get out of it. It doesn't make sense for them to waste their money. And then we also get a bad name because they'll turn around and blame it on us. Hey, the program wasn't what we expected it to be. It's like, well, you didn't show up half the time.
Yeah.
So it makes us look bad. They're upset.
You got to hold
that
them accountable.
That doesn't help anybody.
They got to be excited enough to want to come in and not slack off.
Right.
So
I always tell them, here, we give them a full diet plan. We give them shopping lists. We give them recipes. We said, this
now,
is all.
Now, is that a part of that program, or this is your own additions?
Nope, it's all part of the program. This is turnkey. We do everything but make meals for them.
Wow.
So
cool.
We give them all the answers. We have nutritionists on staff that can answer questions for them. We tell them, take care of this stuff at home. Do your best at it. I know it's not easy to make that big of a change. Start off, it's one or two meals a day, then three meals, and all of a sudden four meals and a snack are changed. It takes a little bit of time to get used to.
Well, because what you're talking about here, and this is that third domain of what a lot of our episodes are about here, is that lifestyle piece, is that a lot of people want everything tomorrow.
Right.
And anything
these 14 worth having days, in life is 21 take time. Days, challenges, yeah. fixes. No. There's no. I'm
well,
sorry.
Like even
there's
the nutrition
no such
program
thing.
I work with yep. has a 30-day
yep.
program.
Yep.
Only because there's on average 30 days in a month.
Right.
We're not saying that you're going to do this in 30 days and then you're done.
Right.
No, we're just giving you that so it starts getting your mindset into a longer life cycle.
That's
if
why
you want to expect a body yep. transformation, the one I use, they actually tell you like it's a 16-week cycle. That's
most
4
are.
Months.
Yep.
To start seeing significant body transformation. Right. If you're doing everything that you're talking about doing,
right.
which is reprogramming how you're doing your meal planning, what's going into the meals, everything else.
Right.
So
that's why we look at the 6 weeks as an introduction to our normal classes.
Okay.
So that's why we give them something to do afterwards. Not 6 weeks. Okay, see you later. Thanks for coming. No,
yeah.
6 weeks are done. Now you're ready to jump into this class. You're comfortable with the movements. You're comfortable with the style of working out. Now you can join a normal class. And the last week, we'll actually have them come into our normal classes
this
as part
like,
of the group. It's almost like an onboarding process, but more
well, I mean,
involved.
Look at the average CrossFit gym who doesn't have this new program.
Right.
They're doing like a developmental type program
yep.
or... Because I don't actually coach that. Whatever we call
right.
it now, I'm blanking on it right now.
There's fundamentals, there's developmental,
yes.
there's entry level, which we actually don't do here.
You don't do fundamentals?
Nope.
No?
No.
You got rid of that?
Yep.
Okay.
We
Why
don't
did you get rid of that? Because that's almost like CrossFit 101.
There is two real big schools of thought. You can go on any CrossFit blog and kind of go back and forth and talk to people how they want to run their fundamentals and teach people. One of the biggest and most important things in CrossFit, as far as I'm concerned, is the support and the community.
Okay.
When you
I agree with you on this.
When you break them off into a fundamentals, a small group of 1, 2, 3 people, 4 people, usually not fundamentals classes usually aren't huge. Unless you're in a bigger market.
Yeah.
In our market they're not huge.
You're very compartmentalized.
Right. I want them to feel the atmosphere. I want them to feel the support of the community. I want them to feel what our class is normally like. So that's where we've added coaches. So our larger classes, we have multiple coaches that can help that first day.
It helps with the break off. You can break them
so
off. They're still in the class.
They're part of the class, but maybe they're not doing snatches or doing kettlebell swings day one. Maybe they're not moving weight yet. They're using a PVC pipe. So they're still part of the workout, still part of the class, and they're also getting the one-on-one attention they need.
Cool.
So that
I
was
like
that's
that.
Kind of our direction, how we went with it. It's been working very, very well for us.
Yeah.
I like it. I haven't had any issues. People seem to like us. They're part of the class, and we have a very welcoming community here,
well,
as most CrossFit gyms do.
Plus, you're not restricting them to a certain time slot either. A lot of
exactly.
CrossFit gyms only have certain time slots available for fundamentals
right.
like that. Plus, also, the average fundamental program traditionally is, what, 30 days?
Yeah, there's some that are 3 classes, some are 6, some are 8, some are
yeah.
12. It all depends on this is not
a
universal
mindset.
Yep.
I like yours because, hey, we're giving you full immersion.
Yep.
You're around the better athletes, so you're not going to feel as weird about it.
Yep.
And you're already going to understand the community piece of it from day one. So I think that's pretty cool because you guys
right.
are actually, there's the man himself, Matthew, walking in. Just waving to our people in the background. If you're on Facebook Live, you know what we're talking about. he's got a monster freaking beard going on right now. Wow.
He worked hard on that beard.
That's
a nice
that's
beard,
commitment.
Right?
so it sounds like there's going to be a lot happening on this program. I'm pretty excited.
Right.
We're definitely going to be having a really cool follow-up on that one.
Yeah, we had some great success. I mean, some ladies the first time are down over 20 inches, over 20 pounds. We have this lady has shaved 2.5 minutes off her
I
mile
I like that
time.
You said inches first.
I hate weight.
Before pounds.
I hate the scale.
Let's talk about this.
All right.
I can't stand scales.
Yep. Throw them
so
away.
So you agree with this?
Yes, wholeheartedly.
There you go,
we
people.
We actually tell our 6-week...
Throw the scale away.
Our 6-week new youth ladies, we ask them to put the scale in the closet for 6 weeks.
Good. And why?
People are obsessed with the number on a scale. If you look at... I'm going to move my hands around, so sorry about the mic. A pound of fat is this big. A pound of muscle is this big. You weigh exactly the same, but you lost 6 inches.
Yep.
So... Let's
most
look
of
at
that
inches.
Is inflammatory weights.
Yep.
It's stresses that were already on the body.
Oh, yeah.
That your body was not able to cycle out. So people don't realize your fat cells, and again, I'm not a scientist. This is just
right.
for me being a geek and studying this stuff for as many years
yeah,
as I've been
now. Yeah, it's
basic
knowledge you can find anywhere.
Exactly. But it's like, dude, your body's fat cells are designed to protect you. So what they're doing is whatever your body can't cycle out because of your state of health, it's saying, I got to get this out of the bloodstream. So it's storing them into your fat cells. So they're
right.
filling up with... whatever. Excess. People all call it excess calories. I'm like, no, it's not all excess calories.
No.
I was like, I do detoxing and cleansing on a regular basis, and I always shrink up because I have some inflammation in the body from
yep.
stress or just
we all
know,
do.
If, bad yeah. water, bad air. It's all toxins. So
yeah.
I love the fact that you are stressing inches.
Inches.
And then, oh, by the way, some pounds come off.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you're naturally gonna lose weight. You're starting a new lifestyle. You're gonna lose weight.
Yeah.
It's gonna happen. Some people have more to lose than others. Different body styles, different body types.
Now, let's talk about that. With that lifestyle transformation, let's talk about the flatline effect,
yep.
I call it, where people start seeing the progress.
Right.
They see the inches. They see this. They unfortunately are sneaking the scale out of the closet using it. You know they are.
As much as you say it.
Yeah. So
you can't go home with them.
But then all of a sudden, it levels off.
Yep.
There's a plateau effect.
Yep.
Or the flatline effect. How do you explain that to them?
Hopefully, and usually we've kind of negated that a lot with altering and changing of programming here with our normal CrossFit.
Okay.
We will go back and look at people that flatline. We'll look at their daily activities. We'll look at their diet. We'll look at their workouts. It's usually a small tweak in diet. It's usually a small tweak in, you know, the effort or what they're doing in the gym to help them not flatline.
Okay.
Whether it's they want to lift more weight or they want to lose more weight. So,
okay,
all depends on body style. We'll handle that on a case by case basis. We've been lucky; we haven't had a lot of flatlining.
Okay. And if there is a flatline, is it minimal? Like maybe a few weeks?
It's a few weeks at the most.
Yeah.
Yeah, that 3 or 4 weeks.
If you're doing your programming right, you shouldn't see a flatline for more than a month.
No.
Is what my experience is.
Right.
I wanted to bounce it off of you, see what you're seeing.
Yep.
So,
and I have some athletes that have been with me since day one, like you know, 3 years, that have yet to flatline.
Okay.
We do a lot of research. We do a lot of, you know, picking people's brains and trying to figure out what's best programming is out there and how to adapt it for our athletes to keep their body guessing so they don't get
stuck. Keyword there is adapt, because no athlete's the same, no body is the same, no lifestyle is the same.
Correct.
So a lot of people are always like, oh, I'm going to follow that guy's lifestyle or that guy's programming. And I'm like, be prepared to adapt it.
Right.
Be prepared to tweak it, because we're all different.
Yeah.
You, for example, are not going to do what I'm doing.
Yeah, we're not going to go on all the 5,000 calorie a day rock diet either, or whatever it is, 10,000 calorie a day rock diet. Like,
that's crazy.
I can't do that. I'm 5'7", 180 pounds.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm 6'4", 195.
Exactly. We have some different body types. So we might follow similar programs, but we're going to have to adapt it to what we do.
Yeah. So now, obviously, you... When did you bring on that nutritionist? That was
Molly started 3 weeks ago. Three months ago.
I know it was recently.
About three months.
So is that something that part of her onboarding that you made sure that she understood that you guys were already working on and doing here as a community
and as
a business?
She jumped in head first. She's been great.
So she was already kind of on the same page as you.
She came through from a good CrossFit community. Came in and she jumped right in our community. Luckily, Matt knew her from his level one. So
because you have to admit, there's a lot of guys, you can't see as I'm doing air quotes, nutritionists who actually don't know squat about modern nutrition.
We had a guy come in here the other day, tell me he was a certified nutritionist. I'm like, oh, who are you certified through? He couldn't tell me. I'm like, so you're not a certified nutritionist if you don't know who you're certified through, or if you don't remember, obviously it's not that good.
I was
going to
say, how do you forget who certified you as a professional nutritionist?
So that was like, once he couldn't answer that question, I'm like, ooh, okay, we'll move on to another topic because I don't want to get into this with you.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if I would actually like that conversation at all.
Yeah, it was tough. So we moved on to something else.
I might become a little explosive or passionate about that. That's not good.
Yeah.
So clearly this one already had a CrossFit background, came from another box, already understood our community. So it sounds like she was a no-brainer.
Yep, and she also, she runs our kids program now too. So back to the childhood obesity and that kind of thing, she helps with kids that are struggling with weight or parents that are struggling with their kids' weight or eating
habits. Oh, that's like
her
niche?
What?
Is that one of her niches?
Yeah, she helps. She runs the food program for East Penn School District.
Oh, wow.
So
I didn't realize
her
that.
Her and kids are
perfect.
Yeah.
A direct connection into our future, our youth.
Yep.
I love it.
Yeah, so she's phenomenal, been a great addition to the staff and to the team here.
Sweet. So, wow, so you've got Metamorphosis from Honor to SYR, starting your revolution. You guys have this crazy cool 50-plus women program, round two, rocking on, which when will that come to an end?
November 4th. I think
it's
our last class. It's a Friday.
All right. So we'll have to definitely do some type of follow-up in November or December on that. That's going to be awesome. Now, new nutrition. I'm laughing right now because a girlfriend just pulled up outside. And I can hear
outside.
Our coonhound barking out there. So we have good microphones, so they probably didn't even hear that in the background. So I guess what's next? Because you and I already this year, we've done our Hot Shots 19 charity fundraising workout event recently. Prior to that, the annual Murph. We I can actually answer my own question. We have an upcoming competition coming out.
Our first comp here.
Yes.
Our first outside of the box comp. We've had some internal competitions we had within our members that ran great. Our first one we're hosting here October 22nd.
Yeah, so that is going to be Worldwide 1.
Worldwide 1. Right. Partner comp, one male, one female, three divisions, elite, RX, scaled.
Which my girl and I are competing in.
You are.
When we've never done a competition together as a couple before.
Good
so
luck with that. There's a lot of couples that won't.
Could you bring in like some counselors ahead of time?
We have some husband and wives that are partnering with other people because they refuse to compete with each other.
Yeah, well, she
team.
Asked me, and I was like, I don't even know why. I'm like, you know, I've always wondered what it would be like to do a competition with you. Sure. So I said yes right away, and I'm not sure if that was a good idea or not.
I think the same rule applies during a competition as it does at home. Just shut your mouth and listen.
Okay.
That's what I do.
Well, and I told her, if we're going to do this, Coach Scott goes out the window.
Yep.
I can't. I got it. That's unfortunately, that's probably going to distract me in the competition.
Yep.
I got to keep telling myself, no coaching, no coaching.
Just help her counter reps, and when she's done, pick the bar up.
Yeah, yeah.
There you go.
So
just keep moving.
So I'm excited about that. That's going to be something cool. And you've got over 30 teams already committed?
Yeah, we were over 30 last week. I don't have the count for this week. We're probably up more than that.
Okay.
Our goal was 40 to 50, so that's 180 to 100 athletes.
Yeah. Well, and I'm coaching down Adoration tonight at my normal Friday classes,
right.
So I'm going to check with our crew because I know there was a couple other of our, I guess, mid-level athletes that they've
yep.
been trying to get into more comps, and I believe they were trying to figure out if they're going to be able to do that too because there's been a number of comps over the past couple of months.
Right.
So some people are all comped out.
Yeah, what's great is we have, I mean, a lot of local comps are, I just did one where, you know, it was a great comp. Not a huge turnout. They didn't have a lot of prizes, which I hear the big thing is they don't have a lot of prizes in a lot of these local comps anymore because there's so
right.
many. Not as many companies are willing to donate.
Well, you already got plenty of prizes.
We
so
have
what
more
people
prizes
can't see
if
people are on
imagine.
The Facebook Live is there's
yeah.
like tons of boxes. And by the way, people, you can walk through. We're just talking here. This is, yeah, don't even worry about it. So,
yeah.
Is
yeah,
it, again, guys, those of you who are listening in, this is a live gym.
There in those boxes. So there's yes. there's a lot of stuff to be given out. There's a lot going on. It should be a
well, yeah. You got caffeine and kilo coffee. You got those
Kodiak cakes.
You got
yeah,
meal planning bags.
Yep, Talon Strong gave us the meal planning bags, which are $200 a bag.
Okay.
So it's crazy how much stuff we're giving
That's
out to our
That's a lot of gear, man. And you still
yeah.
have more coming in?
We still have more coming in.
Okay.
Yep, we have Stark Energy showing up. We have a chiropractor on site who's going to do kinesi tape.
Oh, kinesiology
yeah,
tape and everything.
KT Tape actually sent us a bunch of tape as well.
Oh, sweet. I was going to say, they should totally sponsor that. You shouldn't have to pay for that
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. Virus International is who our clothing partner is.
Okay.
They're giving away headbands and socks. And like, everybody's getting something. JBN jumped on. Everybody's getting an athlete bag.
Yeah, that's a local nutrition
JBN
company.
JBN samples.
Yep.
So it's...
Yeah.
We have a great, great list of partners. Some local, like your girlfriend's
yeah.
company sponsored us, and so did like the local golf course. Old Homestead Golf Club gave us some stuff. So it's
okay.
a little bit of everything. It's kind of great, you know, community again,
well,
man.
And let me know CrossFit. What the Fuel can do. I mean, we're already kind of doing that right now.
Yeah.
So, but we'll be putting that out there. And like I said, I'll definitely check with my community down in Bethlehem and see who else we can get on board to get up here because this is going to be a nice, simple It's you know male female so it's gonna be fun.
Yep,
it's fun. I'm gonna like I like the program. You've already modified it from the original version, so
yeah, we made it fit our wants and needs a little bit better.
I
happen to do that sometimes.
That's okay.
It's a fault, I guess.
That's okay. Are we gonna chalk that up to a little control freak side or
maybe?
Just, okay,
yeah.
It's important to be honest with yourself. It's
yeah.
okay.
Yeah, I have no problem admitting that.
You're in a safe place here.
Yeah, and so. We'll have. I think if this one goes well, we're probably gonna look to announce our next comp. Coming up real soon too, probably in February.
Now, will that be your own branded comp?
Our
because
own branded
obviously,
comp.
Worldwide One is you are not. I guess you bought into their platform.
Yeah, you can say that.
You're using their
their scoring system.
Their scoring yep. system. Yes,
and their logo, their scoring system. Their
so
name.
The next one will probably be something self-launched yourself.
Self-launched ourselves, probably be in February. Probably something along yeah. the lines. Is,
well, this
know,
is good because
Cupid kind of thing.
You've done your own internal comps.
Yep.
Now you're using someone else's score system comp. So these are all building blocks. This is a learning experience.
If someone else, you know, knows how to do it better than you do, learn from them.
Yeah. But then take all their good nuggets and knowledge.
And do it yourself.
And do it yourself.
Exactly.
I like it. So,
yeah,
well,
someone's, you know, there's very, very few new ideas anymore. If you have an idea, check it out. Someone's probably done something similar. You can learn.
Yeah.
Don't, you know, don't remake the wheel.
So we've mentioned, obviously, again, guys, you guys know we're sitting here at SYR CrossFit today. We've mentioned the website, social media world. You're everywhere, like I am. So,
right.
is all the I don't know all the hashtags identical? Is it all SYR CrossFit for Start Your Revolution, or is there like underscores in there?
There is social media world, Instagram, Twitter. It's SYR_CrossFit.
Okay, And for those guys, it's a dash, but it's the underline dash. That's what an underscore is. If for some reason you don't know
it's
that.
A, the line in the middle, a line underneath.
Yeah. But now your website is not technically SYR CrossFit.
First 13 Athletics, like we talked about earlier.
First 13 Athletics.
Because of the umbrella company.
Yes.
Let's call it that, I guess.
But that's a smart move. I have my own LLC, too. I tell people all the time, have your parent, and then you can launch multiple business units.
Right.
And multiple
well, that's what we started already with, you know, SYR CrossFit. It's First 13 Barbell Club. We're a sanctioned barbell club, but it's First 13 Barbell Club, not SYR CrossFit Barbell Club or whatever you want to call it.
That's smart.
So
you're already starting the little spinoffs. I like it.
Trying to.
And, we'll have to talk more then if you end up doing that whole 501c3 switch, because that's not an easy transition working with
so
the government
much paperwork.
On that. Although a few months ago, the charity that I helped launch last year with Liven Up Health and Fitness,
right?
They that's called the Work It Out Foundation.
Yep.
There's a new short form with the government, with the IRS now.
Oh, really?
So I'll have to ask her what that is, because that their lawyer found that last year.
All right, I'll talk to my accountant,
too. And
it cut
the timeline in half.
Awesome. Yeah, I know one of our coaches, Matt Beckwith, who does PAC Aquatic Club, Parkland Aquatic Club, he does some stuff with his school. He's also the coach at Allen High School for swimming.
Yeah.
So he's done some stuff and filled out some paperwork for them to get some rowers and contribute to some schools that need some help.
Well, and that's just it. If it's all going to be for the community anyway.
Right.
Do it. Like I said, HES CrossFit in Vermont, they're doing that right now. They got the GoFundMe campaign. Our boy Matt Williams back here, if he hadn't shared that post, I would have never even found out about it. Granted, CrossFit shared the heck out of it. I would have found it, came across it sooner or later. But that's a great example of how it's not always about profit. It's also about what you're doing for the community. And you can create other brands and other business spin-offs after that. If you build respect and authority and integrity within doing something like that for community, for kids, or whatever, everything else will come in turn, is how I look at it.
Exactly.
So, well, I think this has been an awesome show today, man.
Yeah, I appreciate the time, man. It's my first time here on a podcast.
Yeah, you've never been on a podcast.
Never done a podcast. I hate microphones. I don't like being in public faces, but,
you know.
Well,
you thought it was
going to be a little easier.
Video today.
I was waiting for interview questions. I was sweating earlier.
You're chilling on the couches. You're fine. So a lot of athletes have sat and sweat on these couches, but you do shampoo these weekly,
We do clean these up. They're not as bad as you would think.
Yeah.
But they're not as bad. I wouldn't take a nap on them.
I've been to some bad CrossFit boxes and some bad couches.
Yeah.
So all my episodes, I like to give my co-host a way to kind of let you guys close it out with some final words and, I don't know, kind of like a big umbrella-level type message that our listeners can
learn. Now you put on me a spot. Tell me this 2 hours ago. I could have prepared for this.
No. That's the point. You got to be thrown off a little bit, but you already have your message. Just start your revolution.
Right.
So, I mean, maybe just theme that off of what you're going for this next year for your community here.
Right. No, our community is going to grow. You know, start your revolution. That's exactly what it is. You as an individual, not as a group. It's you're reinventing yourself, or it's your revolution. You're working for it. We're going to help you get to it. Something that I've always lived by, I don't know where I got it or if I made it up or read it somewhere, is you are what you make yourself.
Okay.
So put the work in and you'll make yourself whatever you want to be.
I like that. It involves a lot of personal accountability. That's awesome.
Right. We're here to help you, you know, make you your best version of you kind of thing, to add more cliches to what I just said.
I love it. Well, there you go, guys. That was Start Your Revolution, SYR CrossFit here in Allentown, Pennsylvania with Rob Eschbach. There's been a lot of plugs and a lot of websites and a lot of other stuff mentioned today. So don't worry. We have very detailed show notes that'll be on the website at livethefuel.com. Thanks again for the final words, Rob.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Again, to our listeners out there, there's a lot of opportunity to improve your health, your business, your lifestyle. We're here to help fuel that. Keep living the fired up epic life, and we'll talk to you guys again soon.
Thank you for listening to Live the Fuel. Visit us at livethefuel.com. Stay connected on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and more at Live the Fuel. Live the fired up epic life. Hashtag Live the Fuel.